If last week's strong U.S. NFP print didn't seal the deal on a 75 basis point rate hike from the Fed this month, today's inflation data definitely did. CPI data came in well above forecast, continuing to show signs of no let-up. Headline CPI came in above 9% for the first time since November of 1991. And naturally, the U.S. dollar has rallied in the aftermath while U.S. equities are under pressure. The higher inflation reads only add additional pressure on the Fed to be needing to address inflation with even higher rates, all of which poses serious risk to throwing the U.S. and global economy into recession. Earlier today, UK GDP came in better than expected, which did a good job of propping up the pound before it came back under pressure, again in response to that US CPI print. The New Zealand dollar is another currency that had been attempting recovery, this on the back of another 50 basis point rate hike over at the RBNZ, before once again succumbing to that wave of broad-based US dollar demand in the aftermath of the CPI print. Looking ahead, the focus will be on fallout from today's US CPI and taking in the Bank of Canada policy decision. That's all for now.